Vakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Babakama Babli, Dapim Kuf Gimel through Kuf Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. If Reuven stole a Shavu Putra, even a small amount from Shimon, and swore he did not, he has to pursue Shimon and bring it to him, even to Madai, which is overseas. It's not enough to give it to his son or to a messenger, but it has to, but it does suffice to give it to a representative of Beis Din. If Shimon died, he returns the object to Shimon's heirs. And in the following cases, Reuven does not need to pursue him. If he paid the principal but did not pay the chomesh, which is the extra fifth that one who swore falsely must pay. If Shimon pardoned him from paying the principal but not from the chomesh, Shimon pardoned him from both of them except for less than a putter of the principal. In all these cases, Reuven need not pursue Shimon to return it to him, even if he's far away. Reuven paid the chomesh but not the principal, or Shimon pardoned the chomesh but not the principal, or he pardoned both the chomesh and principal except through a shavu puta of the principal, then Reuven must pursue him. If Reuven paid the principal and then falsely swore that he paid also the chomesh, he has to pay the chomesh and the chomesh of the chomesh. If he repeatedly swears falsely paying the chomesh of a chomesh, he's obligated to add a chomesh of what he swore about until the principal means that what he swore about is less than shavu puta. The same is true for a deposit, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Hei, pasuk Chaf Aleph, by falsely denying to his fellow concerning a deposit or money given in his hand on an object taken by robbery, or he withheld funds from his fellow. And the next pasuk says, or he found a lost article and he denied it and swore falsely, he pays keren and chemish and brings a korban osham. And the Gemara says, Kini masnisa ad shismayet chemish ha'achorin pachayit m'shavu puta. Our Mishnah says, until the principal is less than a shavu puta, meaning until the last chemish is less than a shavu puta. Abam Yonasan benesinas ha'chemish na'ase chemish keren. Reuven says that giving the chomesh, once it's the only matter he still owes, the chomesh becomes like the principal. Our mission obligated pursuing him to return the gezela only when there are witnesses in front of them of whom he admitted, or at a time when there is a korban, means returning the gezela is ma'akev, and he has to bring it in for his asham. However, when there's no korban, such as nowadays, and he admitted to the nigzal, if the nigzal went away, it's as if he agreed to leave it like a deposit with the gazlan.